A Father of the Fatherless. We know that everyone is not fatherless. There are many who are blessed to have good and strong fathers. But there is a significant number of people all over the world who are fatherless. This is for various reasons. There is, first, those whose father has passed through death. Second, those who have been abandoned through rejection and irresponsibility. Thirdly, those whose father has been separated through fractured families. Fourth, those children who have been stolen from their father and are being exploited. And fifth, those who physically and biologically have and know their fathers. However, for different causes, they have no substantial relationship with them. The love of God is extended to all mankind, but the Bible reveals that God has a special concern for the weak, the poor, the homeless, the forgotten, the lonely, the abandoned, and the fatherless. King David says in Psalm 68, verses 4 through 6, "Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a scorched land." In each of these groups of humanity, the fatherless, the widow, the lonely, the prisoner, there is some important and key person that is lacking in their lives. Some are destitute of fathers, others of spouse, some have no friends, and others are isolated from society altogether. Because of the strategically important role of a father, it is to the fatherless that God's care is first extended. His attribute revealed in Psalm 68 is a father to the fatherless. This is amazing when we consider who God is. He is the creator, possessor, and sustainer of all things. God, who knows everything, has all power, and works all things after the counsel of his own will. God, the great I am that I am, who requires nothing or no one to sustain him. And yet, Almighty God, the Lord, is Father to the fatherless, defender of widows, helper of the lonely, and company to the prisoner. In both the Old and New Testaments, we see God as the perfect Father. He is first of all the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, he is Father to Israel. Thirdly, he is eternally Father to those who have trusted him through faith in his Son. Lastly, in his sovereign mercy, he becomes also Father to the fatherless. He is a loving, kind, compassionate Father who nourishes, protects, chastises, defends, guides, and upholds his children. God can feel the longing and the emptiness of a fatherless heart. He is able to take the devastation of fatherlessness and manifest his presence, provision, and peace. And there are many fatherless children, both young and old, who are living witnesses to the power and faithfulness of God. I am one of them. Velma Jean Sanders, God, Father of the Fatherless.